Okay. We are on the Ksuvah stuff. I'll come it out. For those who are going to be here tomorrow night, it might be a little bit late, but I will get here eventually. I'm going to leave around between a quarter to 9 and 9, depending on what's advantageous time. It's a Western, yeah.
I should never stay in
that. Yeah. So I will try it. Meeting here, yeah, not in the kids. Okay. The Sunday says the ORV. A woman who's a virgin, she gets married on Wednesdays. Va'amarabi yomachamish, a woman who's a widow gets married on Thursdays. Shepamayim b'Shabbos, but they didn't be yoshim by oros. 2 days a week, but they didn't sit in the cities. Yomachsheni on Mondays, yomachamish on Thursdays. Shemayol tanas b'tzulim, if he had a claim that his wife was found not to have her b'tzulim intact, chayav mashkil beisim, would go the early next morning to Beis Din to complain. Now, Bakapara Omar, there's the first five lines in Yerushalmi are mixed up. So the Mashbiach restructures them based on the Babli, which is very parallel to the Yerushalmi in this respect. It should be Bakapara Omar, and then skip down to the fourth line of the Gemara, Revi or Chamishi, Chamishi or Shishi. Do you see that? The fourth line of the Gemara begins with the word Revi. Okay, Revi or Chamishi, Chamishi or Shishi. Okay? That the Bar Kappara says, when it says Wednesday here, it doesn't mean Wednesday night, which in Jewish law is Tuesday, rather it means Wednesday afternoon, which in Jewish law is Thursday evening. And Chamishi, it's Thursday afternoon, or Shishi, which is in Jewish law, the eve of already towards Friday. Why is that? What's the logic of that? So going back one line above where we just read, Om Rabbi Yisir, it says Taiva the Bar Kappara, the logic of Kappara, and now going back to where to the first line of the Gemara, Mivnei Shekasabam Bracha, because it says Bracha on these days. So it's on both these days, Thursday and Friday, it says Puravu. So therefore, Hashem said Puravu to the animals on Thursday, I mean to the birds on Thursday, to the animals and to mankind on Friday. So therefore, it's appropriate day for it to get married, to have the Bracha Puravu. So you get married on Wednesday, the eve of Thursday, or on Thursday, the eve of Friday. Says the Gemara, and following, see Bracha, because behold, it does not say Bracha, El Chamishi B'Shishi Bilvad. Only on the Thursday and Friday, the Chamishi B'Ofos, on the Thursday by the birds, with the doggy and on the fish, with the Shishi on the sixth day, Vodim V'Chava, for all the Melchava. Now, we did the next line, skipping to the end of the next line. Valok, see, Bracha, she wouldn't say, but Hashem blessed the seventh day. Hashem blessed Shabbos, so let's get married on Friday nights. So says Mara, V'Shvi, Eksi, Bracha, B'Briels. On Shabbos, it doesn't say Bracha about the creatures. El B'Yoim. Right, we want a Bracha, Puravu, not just a Bracha on Shabbos, right? So it says, Vayvorech le'kadosh yomashi, Vayvorech so Shabbos, we want the bracha for Puravu. So that's why we make marriages on Wednesday, the eve of Thursday, and on Thursday, the eve of Friday, right? So it says, Ilu avaksi bracha brios. Now, Gemara goes off on a tangent. Wait a minute. Does that mean they ever would have said a bracha to human beings on Shabbos? Vayisin Yisus b'Shabbos, you allow women to get married on Shabbos, not married, because they could get married on Friday. But we allow the first relations to take place on Shabbos. Lo ketai, did we learn, lo evil adam be'ila b'tchila b'Shabbos. A person should not have relations with his wife for the first time on Shabbos. Nei shoyetz chabura, because he's wounding her, and it's forbidden to make a wound on Shabbos. Now, we ultimately are makel on this. But the Yerushalmi is going according to the opinion, which the Machlokas both here and in the Bavli, as to whether one is allowed to make a wound on Shabbos in the course of breaking one's wife's besulim for the first time. El Kacherim, and here the Yerushalmi brings down the other opinion. So what are you going to say that like Acherim? Shinei Shacherim, because others are matirim. They allow you to have relations with your wife for the first time on Shabbos. Well, klum achem matirim ele b'shekonas. Still, even the other ones who allow you to have the first relations with your wife on Shabbos, it's only when you did nisuin, when you already did a chuppah. Why is that? Because a chuppah is like a choshen mishpat activity. Because you acquire all sorts of rights in your wife. And we're not going to let you do that kind of choshen mishpat activity, of course, on Shabbos, because it looks like you're making a kinyan, right? So therefore, you must make the chuppah before Shabbos begins. El b'shekonas, so it has to be that you made the chuppah before Shabbos began. Sha'ach lo konas, because before you make the chuppah, eno zakai lo b'mtiyasa, you're not, the husband does not acquire neither stuff that she finds, v'lo ma'aseh nor handiwork, v'lo b'efer nadred, nor may he annul her vows. B'shekonas, only once he marries her, zakai b'mtiyasa, he gets her... her for the stuff she finds, maithio there, and the handiwork of her hands, what she produces, and he's allowed to nullify her vows. So if you allow him to make chuppah for the first time on Shabbos, so that means you're making a kinyan on Shabbos, you can't make a kinyan on Shabbos. It's a drabbanan, but a prohibition to make a kinyan on Shabbos, right? Now this tells us, as a result of this halacha, one must make the chuppah before Shabbos. So chuppah only works by a girl who's married for the first time, but not by a widow. By a widow, you actually have to do yichud, maybe even bia, but certainly yichud you have to do in order to make the wedding consummated. By a besula, woman the first time around, so it's the chuppah which does it. But later on, the second time around, that's the chuppah is not so choshev. Need to have actual yichud, right? So therefore, they said, "Adamra ilan the kotzit armel." Those who are marrying a widow, tzarlo kotzim ibodiyon. They have to make the yichud from before Shabbos begins. Shlo yekun kain a kinyan Shabbos, so it shouldn't look like making a kinyan on Shabbos. And therefore, you have to do not just the chuppah before Shabbos, but also the yichud. Now here it seems like something's missing. The Gemara really should ask the question, the same way the Gemara asked the Bavli, which bracha do you think is better? Which day of bracha? Is it Thursday or Friday? Because Thursday is just a bracha which is given to fish and birds, but Friday was given to human beings. So what should be a better day for a human being to get married? Friday. Why did he get married on Thursday? I.e. Wednesday, Erev, Thursday. Why should they get married Thursday, Erev, Friday? Right? So says the Gemara, why? Reb Lezer Maisa Lo Atama De Masnisin. Lezer says, the reason of the Mishnah that we make it a day earlier, it means she gets married on Wednesday, the eve of Thursday, is She'ima Yol Tadis Besulim Be'a Mashkin Lo Beisdin. If he has a problem with her Besulim, he should go to Beisdin the next morning. If he gets married on a Thursday, the eve of Friday, has to wait till next Monday. We want to go the next morning. Masnisa Messiah of Rabbi Lezer. And the Brisa we're about to bring is a proof to Rabbi Lezer. What's that? It says, Minasakona ve'elach, from the time of danger and on in. Time of danger, the Gemara brings down in the Bavli, is that they had a takona. Not takona law, that all promulgated by the Greeks or whoever was occupying the land of Israel, that all virgins had to first have relations with the Greek governor or general, whatever it was, right? So in the takona law, nagula seitz b'shlishi, they started getting married on Tuesdays, so the Greeks would get mixed up and not know that they were getting married because the Greeks anticipated the marriages on Wednesdays. Chachamim did not protest. B'sheni and Shalom, the person wants to get married on Monday, the eve of Tuesday, ain't Shomilo. We don't listen because that's much too much far removed from the court date, because the court date is on Thursday. He's getting married on Monday, the eve of Tuesday. He has 2 days to wait. V'im de'onis mutar. If it's because of onus, then you're allowed to get married even on Monday, the eve of Tuesday. Ma'o mibnei onus, what's the onus? Mibnei akshofim, because of witchcraft. Now, there are two versions here. The Korban and the Chazon Sofer say, we're afraid that the witchcraft will delay the wedding. So we're allowed to make the wedding early to fool the witches. The other interpretation is that it's talking about a case where the goyim, the Pnei Moshe, it's a place of the goyim, say that the Jews make witchcraft when they marry, get married. So therefore we try and throw them off so they don't accuse us of involving ourselves in covens and all sorts of witchery activities at the time. Okay? So Mamet changed Lishi. What's if you get married on Monday, the eve of Tuesday, or Tuesday, the eve of Wednesday? I'll tell you, lo dome mishtar yom echol mishtar shnei yom. So comparison between being married one day or being married two, delaying one day, delaying 2 days. Says her, why? Mishtar shnei yom, what's the big difference if it's 2 days? Shlo yarav alav amekach. We don't want him to get so buddy-buddy with his wife that he's going to decide, I won't go to court, I'll just keep her. Because we need him to go to court. So if he gets married Wednesday, the eve of Thursday, of course he'll go the next morning, that's our Mishnah. If he gets married Tuesday, the eve of Wednesday, that's not kefelech. It's only one day. But if he gets married Monday, the eve of Tuesday, he's got a whole long 48-hour period to calm down. We don't want to come down. We want to come to Bay Basin right away to check if he's allowed to remain with his wife or not. Okay? Now, why do we need to come to Basin? Because we're going to ask a question. Vyarav Amek, a big deal. Let him love his wife. So, let him keep her. So, what? She's not a psula. So, lazy Yochel, he can't. Gom Rabbi Lushim Rabbi Lezer. This is his name, Rabbi Lezer. Very famous Gemara. It's in the Bavli and Ksuvah Stav Tes, one of the most famous blot in all of Shas. You really don't, you have no recollection of Ksuvahs? You're so weak on Ksuvahs?
What I know is
that's Stav Tes. That's the Pesach Pesuach, right.
Because it comes up so often.
Yeah, okay, fine. I was worried about you for that. Okay, so I'm Ra'il of Sher Lezer. Matzah HaPesach Pesuach. If he finds the aperture open, right, he finds that she's not a psula, also a kaima, he's not allowed to keep her. Mishum safik saita, because the question, maybe she is a saita. Now this is going, as Yerushalmi will say explicitly later on, in the days when there was a gap of time between the betrothal, the kiddushin, and the nisuin, and we're afraid that she hanky-panking around while she was mikudeshes. And somebody who hanky-panky when she was around when she's mikudeshes is forbidden to her husband forever. So therefore she's a subic saita, and therefore we have to have him come to court to have him to be told that he's forbidden to remain with her. Says more, wait a minute. The chash lomar Hashem anusi, maybe she's okay, maybe she was only raped. And as long as he's not a kohen, then if she was raped, then she could remain with her husband. So what are we so concerned about? Says Mar, no. Kol yaitzil anusa. If she was raped, people would know about it. People know about rape victims. Interesting, because nowadays I don't think that's true. But back then, others aware of rape incidents. So therefore, we have a reyusa. We have a harmful. Suddenly, a phenomenon which has a harmful impact on that legitimacy of our leniency. We want to be lenient to say, well, maybe she was raped, in which case she's permitted to us, maybe she was raped after marriage. But that leniency is undermined because we say that whenever there's rape, there's a concurrent rumor that she was raped, and this rumor did not exist in this case. Okay? More ass. So says Gemara, "Vafiu tosha mishum anusa." Actually, does the Gemara in the Bavli ask that? Oh no, yeah, the Gemara's going to ask it too. "Vafiu," just a minute. "Vafiu tosha mishum anusa." Even if you're going to say that that she is an anusa, right? Still, it's only one suffix. Lo suffix echad. It's not one suffix, meaning suffix anusa, suffix psucha, It's a suffix if she was raped. Suffix she was open because she was, she didn't intentionally. So midvar Torah lachmir. So you said to be machmir. Not the Gemara didn't answer your question yet. Gemara says so big deal. So could, even if it was one, it, there was a suffix, right? Let's say that there is a suffix she was raped or not. So still, it's only one suffix. It's something machmir has to get rid of her. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael said no. Filu tachush milav mishuma nusa. It doesn't mean literally even. It means if you could put danusa into the equation, then it would be okay. Then I could say shtei tzveikos. Or as it's called in the Bavli, tzveika, right. Safek anusa, double safek, right? Safek anusa, safek psucha. I don't know about you. For me, this is mama. After you vomit, this is like familiar ground. It's not so reassuring. Safek anusa, safek psucha. It's a safek if she was raped, or safek she was open because she was open to it, meaning that she was willful, right? Safik mishinasa, and but even if she was, even you're going to say it was with her will, willfully, safik mishinasa, I saw, with still second safik. Maybe it only happened after she got affianced, after she was betrothed. Safik got shalotarets, maybe it happened before she got betrothed. So therefore, shteis fakers. It's a fake faker, midvar Torah laka, midaraisa, we would be mako. Because a double suffix, we're always lenient. And it's a suffix if it happened afterwards, or suffix ruts on suffix onus. Suffix was willful or not, and suffix tachtav, suffix eno tachtav. It was willful, it might have been before he married her. So it says, well, that's why, so theoretically, that sfeika would allow us to be mekel. If not for what we said, then anuso yesh lako. What undermines her sfeika? It can only be a single sfeika, because if she was anuso, it would have been a kol. Since there's no kol, so we eliminate that sfeika, and we're left with only one sfeika. Sfeika, if it happened underneath him or not. But we assume that definitely was Baratzon, and therefore she's ushered to him, and that's who wanted to come to Basin, and Basin tell him, you must divorce this woman. Okay? It's basically the same story as Ushami and as the Bavli, if I recall correctly. Says the Gemara, Kitra B'chupa, now as I mentioned, this is not in the Bavli. Kitra B'chupa, if you immediately do Kiddushin under the Chupa like we do today, right? Lace by Ilan Kansaya. In this case, you don't have these fines, meaning she's not forbidden to her husband, right? Because she didn't have time to be Mizana under him, right? Whatever she was Mizana before. So even if it's willful, since it's before she got married, so therefore she's permitted, okay? Army, they said, Rami Matanya, he was nervous, I guess. He had a daughter who was somewhat slutty, I guess. Because it says, Matanya, over the Varte came, he made sure his daughter got married under the chuppah. He didn't let her have any kiddushin beforehand. I don't know. Maybe she was big tzadekas, but I don't know why the Gemara is stressing that. I'll die to Rabbi Lezer. Now, according to Rabbi Lezer, says the issue is that we wanted to come to court. B'malkam Shabbat didn't be yoshim b'chol yom. We have a court sit every day. Or take out the next three words. We're going to put them in a line down. Or b'malkam she'ein batei din b'yoshim b'chol yom. Or where batei dinim don't sit ever, right? So, and in those two places, it should be puyer, take out the next four words, loti to say kol ikar, and put in the three words in line before tina say b'chol yom. Or it's in both of these, it's for in the chasim sefer. Or it's in both these places, if batei sits every day, or batei doesn't sit at all anyway, so she might as well get married any day of the week, right? Because there's no advantage to one day over than the other day, right? Isn't that obvious, right? So says Mark, you're right, but Shlo Lakor's Manasharivi. So nevertheless, we don't want to uproot Wednesday. Once it made Wednesday is the Takana, the place where a basin does sit, so we don't want to uproot that Takana and retain it, even place where a basin doesn't sit. Says Mark, big deal! Yakor's Manasharivi, what do we care? What's holy about Wednesday? Says Martin, no, there was something holy about Wednesday. You forgot. He also was like Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara, the reason why it's Wednesday, Erev Thursday, even in a place where there is no Beis Din, is in order to have the relations take place on Thursday when the bracha was said of the Peruvim. So the Tina Saber Rishon says the Gemara. Now going back without the Bar Kapora, we're going to come back to Bar Kapora again in a minute. Why can't you get married on Sunday? V'yashkin lebeis din b'sheni. Why not get married on Sunday and get up early and go to Beis Din on Monday and say she's awesome, as many chassids start on Sunday nowadays. Not for that reason. That's one. Shh, don't give away the koi. You have to give it away. Says Gemara, V'yashkin lebeis din b'sheni. So it says, Easter boy may mar shalul akros mar shervi. So some said again, not to approve Wednesday, but for a different reason, Gemara will explain presently. Easter boy may mar, some said, Kadot atari bar kapor, like bar kapor said. The bar kapor, my nesh kos ben brocha. Because of brocha. Nevertheless, then what's the other reason? The other reason is, Shavin everybody agrees, Shaini says, Lubber Erev Shabbos, Lubber Motsoy Shabbos. She can't get married neither on Fridays, nor on Motsoy Shabbos. Lo Erev Shabbos interesting because we do have Chassid's Erev Shabbos. But they're called a non-Erev Shabbos because of the covenant of Shabbos. What does it mean the covenant of Shabbos? Because the couple of interpretations of the Korbanator. One is that if you make the marriage on Friday, you're not going to eat on Shabbos. And the meals on Erev Shabbos, you're not going to eat on with Shabbos with the same geshmak. So therefore, it actually is only answering it in that case if you make the meal on Friday, because then you won't eat Friday night with the same relish and gusto. But otherwise, you couldn't make an Erev Shabbos. Lo Motzoy Shabbos, and Motzoy Shabbos, you can't make a wedding either. Chavrayim Amnei Torach. Because of Torach, some say Torach means, Korbanei means that three pshatim. One is that he's concerned all of Shabbos, how he's going to plan the wedding on Motzoy Shabbos and diminish his own Shabbos. Another interpretation is because since Shabbos he was all at rest, and when Tzoy Shabbos all of a sudden he has to go into a hustle and bustle and prepare the wedding, it's bad for his health. Yet another pshat is that he doesn't have enough time to work on the chasda if it's Tzoy Shabbos. And that gets back to what you said before, right? That's why we don't make a chasda on Sunday. Why don't we make a chasda on Sunday? The other reason, which more didn't specify before, because like the Bavli says, the Yishami has used this logic, it says, Shoktu Chachomi Atakonis Penos Yisro. Bavli Yishami uses a slightly different language. Chachomi are diligent in trying to get Jewish girls a nice chasda that a person should have 3 days to prepare for the chasda. Okay? Says where Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, top of base of now, make covenant Shabbos. The reason why you don't make a Motzoy Shabbos is because the honor of Shabbos, meaning that if you make a chas Motzoy Shabbos, so people are going to want to leave room for that smorgasbord Motzoy Shabbos. So therefore, they're not going to eat as well on Shabbos, so it's supposed to get to cover Shabbos. Or else you show the Yerushalmi, or else they interpret the Yerushalmi, like based on the Bavli, although I don't know how they fit this in so well, that we're afraid that you might come to slaughter animals on Shabbos in order to make your meal. The thing is, I'm not sure why that's called covered Shabbos. It should be called, like, you know, Lecha Shabbos or something like that. Anyway, Masnisa Messiah L'Chevraya, so Bryce would write to the Chevraya that it's because of preparations that you don't, they make when it's on Shabbos. We've named Ma'amro B'Sul Nisus B'Revi. Why they say a woman who's a virgin gets married on Wednesday? So a person has 3 days to prepare his necessities. Rabbi Chovah Kohen Amar Kumer Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yaakov Shem Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi. He said, also Adam Lisa Yishab Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to get married on Erev Shabbos. Now, as we said before, the name of Korban Eidah, Hada that Amar La So Suda Seidusin. That's to make the Suuda, because that's going to ruin your Shabbos meal. Now, the reason the Korban Eidah says Korban Shabbos meal is because you're going to have too much fun Erev Shabbos. And Friday night, you're just going to, you know, roll over in bed, as people do nowadays, even without, anyway, without Chasnas and Erev Shabbos, right? But in any event, that's a... Shabbat Torah Seretz Yisrael says the problem is that you're going to cook and cook and cook for the meal, for the wedding meal, and you're not going to have cooked enough for Shabbos, right? Okay, everything's going to go for the wedding meal. And he says, interesting thing, he says that, therefore, he thinks on Erev Yontif it's okay to make a chasna. Because on Erev Shabbos, if you don't have enough food, you can't make it on Shabbos. But on Erev Yontif, if you don't have enough food, you make it on Yontif itself. So everything he wants to say, it's mutter to make an Erev Yontif. That's not the Pashas in the Gemara. Pashas in the Gemara is that both Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif would be also. But maybe he's right. Says a little further, not even hold the alloys, but to betroth, you're allowed to betroth on Erev Shabbos itself. This is one we've had several times in Yerushalmi already. Even on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to get betrothed. In order that somebody else should chop and rhyme, you are your intended fiance. Mechavah she does Ishmael's contradict Shmuel Shita elsewhere. Tama Noimer, there he says, Elokim Moshivya B'Yachidim Baisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts individuals in a house. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mezabek Zivuvim. He puts couples together. Bemos Naim in the balance, Lalo Tema, to uplift themselves. Mehevel, from emptiness, Yachad, together. So it's all bashert. Here he's saying the opposite. He's saying, you better chop her right and get betrothed her before somebody else chops her, right? You don't want somebody else to chop her right, not that it's somebody else to chop her right by grabbing her onto her, but literally, by changing the mazel, changing the flow of the world by davening. Now, elsewhere in Shas, we said that means that even though you can chop somebody else's basher by davening for it, nevertheless, the marriage's not going to last. You're either going to die young, or she'll die young, something will happen, it ain't going to last. But the Shari Teresel has interesting Shari, I don't think it's Pshat. But he wants to say, Avichin Lokaima means that even though Shmuel said this halacha, you're allowed to betroth a woman on Tisha B'Av, but Shmuel wants himself at such a maisa. And he wasn't Mekayim his own halacha. Meaning he put off the Kiddushin until after Tisha B'Av. He didn't actually do it on Tisha B'Av. Okay?
So this implies that prayer can change.
Yeah, prayer can change mazel. Very, very sincere prayer, obviously. It might not be for your benefit, though.
Yeah.
It's correct. We had a Moikot. Now, Bailus, sure. Okay? Rabbi Chiyah B'Sher Evo Omar. Oslo Dundi Momenos Erev Shabbos. Now to judge court cases on Erev Shabbos. The Masisa Pliga. But it doesn't surprise the argument, says, Vio ain't Doni Lob Erev Shabbos, Lob Erev Yotiv. Now to judge either Erev Shabbos, Lob Anoin Erev Yotiv. Dine Nefoshos. Capital crimes. Well, Dine Momenos, it sounds like you can't do monetary issues. The Tire of Chia Kerem Chia learned this explicitly as Brightsaw. Doni Dine Momenos Erev Shabbos. One can do monetary claims on Erev Shabbos. Just not Avalodin Foshas. So this is a very interesting thing. Kan Laloch. Erochanami. You're right. From the strict holy viewpoint, you're allowed to have court cases at Erev Shabbos. But Kan Ledvar Torah. Now, Dvar Torah means not Dvar Torah like, you know, when you get up and say Dvar Torah. It means for Dvar Horah. And what it means is that we don't paskin for somebody that they can start a court case on Friday. Where it's like halacha vein morin kein. They have that in Bavli a couple of times. Halacha, which we don't actually implement. Here too, the halacha is you're allowed to judge monetary cases in Erev Shabbos. But ein morin kein, it's not a dvar Torah. It's not the way we paskin, because we prefer to avoid getting into such situations. So even though according to the strict letter of the law, you're allowed to judge monetary claims Erev Shabbos, it's best to avoid it so we don't go out and be moira that one is allowed to actually set up court full day on Erev Shabbos. Okay? So Dvar Torah means Dvar Torah. Rabbi Yonam Shem Rabbi Krispa said, Bogeres kechovis psuchoi. A Bogeres is like an open jug. What is Bogeres? I'm caught in the airstream. What is a Bogeres? Girl at what age? Over 12 and a half. So over 12 and a half, they lose their psulim. Not all of them, obviously. But they start losing their psulim when they're over 12 and a half. So he says, if a girl's over 12 and a half, kill chavis psulcha. It's like, she's like an open barrel. Now, what does that mean? That means, says the Gemara, shalol afsida ksuvasa. If you find she was open, right, she didn't have psulim, you still have to pay her 200 zuz the full ksuva. I have a lekaima and a reshai, but you now have to keep her as you write mishum suffix sota because of suffix sota. Now, that's a very interesting thing. Very interesting dichotomy. The Gilead Ephraim says that this is talking about simply a case where you had relations with your wife, she was a Bulgaris, you found she had no psulim, you ask her, how come you had a psula? So she says, I don't know. So in that case, since she doesn't tell, she says, I don't know, you have to assume maybe she was mezanin. Would she have said, it's because I'm too old, I'm over the hill, then that would be okay. But if she doesn't say that, then you have problems. The carbonator says a story about a case where he says he's sure that the reason she doesn't have psulim is because she was mezanin. So that's why he's shavya anafshe. He makes her vis-a-vis himself kichaticha disur, like a forbidden piece of meat. Okay, so really she's not forbidden, because maybe she lost because of age. But since he believes that she lost because she was not a psula, so therefore he's not to be married to her. Okay, so that's why he says he can't cause her to lose her ksuba, because monetarily she says, I didn't trick you, I'm a Bulgaris. But he can, either because she doesn't explain herself, or because he doesn't believe her, she can lose his right, her right to live with him. Okay?
What's the underlying basis for the fact that she doesn't explain herself?
What?
What's the difference? What's the logic that she doesn't explain herself? Why do you say she doesn't?
She doesn't lose her ksuba.
Does not.
Even if she doesn't explain herself, she doesn't lose her ksuba.
Does not lose
her. No. She leaves the right to, loses the right to live with him, which she might not have wanted anyway. Because he has to prove that she actually is mezanin. We're learning that he has, once he's obligated to him with the ksuba, he has to prove that she was mezanin in order to deprive her of her ksuba. And of course he can't prove that.
But she doesn't explain herself. Why can't she live with him?
Because we have a suffix, maybe she was Mizana. One suffix. Or one of the two. Either one of the two. Yes. That's Kormay. What? No, it's not. Either one. I mean, the Kormayated says it's because of Shavi and Napshi, but the Gillian of Ryan says because he needs something to overcome his one suffix. If he doesn't say anything, then his suffix still remains. Okay, so says the Gemara, Va'asikai de Rabbi Chanina. And this is going like Rabbi Chanina said, Rabbi Chanina bar ma'is mishal chashu lo nimtzu lo besulim. It's ma'is for a woman who couldn't find any besulim buyer. Uba ma'is v'nei Rabbi, and the story came before Rabbi. V'amr lo, he said to her, Rabbi said to the Kala, Eichone, where are your besulim? Or where could your besulim be? Or where could they be? So Amr lo, she said, Ma'aloysim shal beis abba yu gvorim. The steps of my father's house were very high, so I took broad steps, and when I took those big steps, they fell out. Vemina Rebbe, and Rebbe believed her. So if she claims she's a Mukas Eitz, then we do believe her. Okay? Now, getting back to the previous statement, we said, this is a quote from the previous statement, Hada Teber Shlodo Sidek Suvasa, where she doesn't say anything, she doesn't lose her ksuva, but he can't keep her, Mnei Smishum Sovek Sota. Because maybe she's a sota. Vasakai, the other one, it's like we learned over there, that normally you can keep her because, actually, normally she gets a full ksuva normally, excuse me, because we have a locha. Besula, the woman is a besula, zamano, grusha, v'chalutza, v'neirusin. Her first husband only betrothed her, and she was divorced with that god of chalitza, or was an amana from a widow, from the erusin. Ksuvasan masayim. So their ksuv is $200. V'yeshle and Titus Pesulim. But you can claim against them if they found you're not a psula. And you can claim against them if they were found not to be a psula. Because the assumption is that they're psula. Psula amon, however, a woman claims she's a psula. When she is already an amona, a widow, a grusha, a divorcee, a chalutza, minan, a suin. So then, ksuvas on mona. Then the whole ksuva is only $100 because how luckily we don't give them the status of psulos. Even though they say they're psulos, we don't give them the status of psulos, right? And therefore, their ksuva is only $100, not $200. Veilam ksuva psulos, they have tiny psulim. So they don't have a tiny psulim. In other words, even if they found they have no psulim, tough luck. You have to have assumed that they were lying when they were said they're psulos. They're trying to make sure they got another shidduch. But really, you should have assumed, since they underwent Nisulim, that they had no Basulim anymore. Now, so obviously a Bogar is in the first category. She gets a full Ksuva, and there is a Titus Basulim against her, unless she responds and gives some excuse for herself, right? Says the Gemara, how did that Tomer Ksuva swat him a sign? All this is talking about the Ksuva of $100 or $200. But unless she has an explanation for why she's not a psula, he can't keep her. Mishum sofik sota, because the same sofik sota. Again, we're talking about where she doesn't have an explanation for herself, or shavi anavshi the chatik of the isura, or call it some conglomeration of those two reasons, she can't be kept. She gets a psula, but she can't be kept. Okay? Says the Rav Asya, this is going kind of theta like we learned over there. Ha'ochel, it's a later Mishnah in Masech Tuxubas. Ha'ochel, it's a chomei b'yudah, somebody who eats by a shvel in Yehuda. Shlobeim, and there are no witnesses around. And Ha'ochel, he told Tainas B'sulim, that's it. He can't Tainas B'sulim anymore. You know why? There are no witnesses. What's going to happen? Hanky panky, right. So therefore, because they're secluded, and you know what seclusion next leads to, right? I forget who said there's some modern Orthodox joke against the right wing. They say that the right wing, the right wing asks for premarital sexual relations, because it might lead to mixed dancing. So here we have the opposite. In other words, we have here Yichud leading to premarital relations. And in fact, because then Yehuda, you can't ever tie in times Besulim, because they have Yichud together, right? Now, that's hard that the Ma'al Ksuva is Mona Messiah. That's only times to the Ksuva, she can't lose the Ksuva, because he knew that he was responsible for her losing her psulim. But let's say there was a likelihood that she would lose her psulim at his hands. But let's say he claims, nope, I didn't have relations with her. He claims that. So he's not believed to cause her to lose her ksuva, right? Because he's just a claimant, right? He's not a witness. But he is believed that he can't live with her. Right? Because again, shavi nafshi surah in this case, he's obviously made her vis-a-vis himself forbidden. As it says here, Avakaiman or Shine suffix also. Avasya kind of suya also goes like we learned, since here we learned. I know say Seisha, I'm sorry, he marries a woman. The love of Sun's love sweet, he doesn't find that she's a psula. He'll marry me sure aside and nasty. She says, it's your tough luck. I was raped after I was betrothed, the stachos of Decha, and your field got flooded, meaning it's your bad luck that a woman who was lawfully married to you got raped. Woman, he says, lo hagwash. He says, no, ekielach loyrestich. You were raped before I married you. Voyamichi mekartos, and therefore I had a mistake in acquiring you, because I thought you were absolutely, you turned out to be a be'ula, woman I had relations already. So in that case, we say that she's believed. Although it's not brought down here, it's just shorthand here. Later in the Perim, Mesechta, we're going to learn, she's believed. So why is she believed? when she says that was under his jurisdiction. That's vis-a-vis her ksuva. She gets a full ksuva. But again, he can't keep her because of the suffix that maybe shitaka was mizana underneath him.
How about there's no
call
here? She says she was
ready to shoot her. It's a good question. Of course, she doesn't have a call. Well, maybe it's part of what the Gemara is about to say. So he says, other she can only claim that vis-a-vis Aksuba, because vis-a-vis Aksuba she could say, well, Kol is not a definite raya against me. The fact there was no Kol is not a definite raya against me. You still have to bring definite proof that you don't owe me the money. I'm Otsi Mechaber love a raya. But vis-a-vis, you're right, vis-a-vis, they're living together. Avil Kaim and Ora Shai, but he can't keep her, because even though she claims Anusa Mishum Savik Soita, there was no... Hiomer, she says, Mukas Eitzani. Mukas Eitz means that she lost her psulim by some accident, like by getting hit with a piece of wood between the legs. So she says it was an accident. Avu Omer, he says, Lokio Jusa Tishan. You actually had relations with the man. Now, she's believed. That's not true about whether he can keep her. Because she thinks she's a sota. So therefore, he can't keep her. And this all goes back to Rabbi Yehuda, said name Rabbi Lezer, which you learned a lot ago. Matzah Pesach Basuch. You find the aperture open. So then, also the Kaimin, I'll keep him from Sufik Soita, because question of Soita. Okay, so this is a very interesting question. I'll back to Rabbi Lezer, Bogeres, Amosai Yinises. Or Bogeres, when is.
How long after she becomes over here? She get married. The longer she waits, the less soon she
will. Yeah. Yeah, but that's not the question. The question is, what day of the week does she get married? Because what day of the week? If she doesn't have psulim anyway, but it's a reasonable assumption she doesn't have psulim, so she has to get married on Wednesday. Right? Also, Amara Psulimin and Isuin, she claims she's a psula, but she was already fully married beforehand. So actually, there's no claim in court that on her that she's a psula, and therefore she can't lose her ksuva, right? Amos Haini says what day of the week does she get married? Mukas Eitz Krabi Meir. A woman who's Mukas Eitz Krabi Meir. Now, she can't lose her ksuva, and he's not going to... It's a cute case. She can't lose her ksuva. Meir holds that her ksuva is $200. We don't pass. We pass the Mukas Eitz, one who lost her ksuva because of an accident, only gets $200. But I can imagine she gets $200. So he knows he's not going to find ksuva, right? She doesn't have them. She's going to get $200 regardless, right? So does she have to get married on Wednesday because of low plug or not? And the question is why all these women who are not in the category of a complete tithes basulin, either because we assume they're not a basula or they're going to get $200 anyway, do they have to get married on Wednesday? So that's one of very interesting proofs that they do not.
Before she goes into the marriage, she tells him that she's in Mukasets.
Yeah. We're talking about cases like that. Does she have to get married on Wednesday? Okay? So it says, Gemara, and Ishmael Adat Sarah from here. In Yesh Adim, there are cases where we bring testimony. She ought to be in Numa. How do we know that a woman's a psula she got married? We remember that she was wearing a veil. Vlo Itka Revi, it doesn't say there. Why does it say, how do we know if a woman was a psula she got married? She got married on a Wednesday. It means she's a psula. If she didn't get married on Wednesday, it means it's not a psula. Why don't we say such a proof? A dharma, the least to be a clue, it must be that you don't always have to get married on Wednesday, even if you're a basula. Okay? In other words, I should put it like this. If you're married another day, it doesn't mean you're not a basula. Because it could be there are exceptions to the rule cases where women are besulos and they're not getting married on Wednesday. So therefore it means that not all women have to get married on Wednesday, and therefore we look for other not all besulos can marry on Wednesday. If you marry on Wednesday, it's not a proof you're a besula, and therefore we look for another proof that you're a besula. What's that? The proof of whether you had a veil or not. Okay? Veil is not a besula no matter what day of the week.
Right.
Okay? Says more further. Now we have a very easy, almost a God at the Gemara, but not quite. Where does Amona get married? Yom Chamisha on Thursday. Shim Oyra Atlo Be'echad B'chol Yomos HaShabbos. If you tell them they're married any other day of the week. Hey, business is business. Bottom line. Afu Mashkimi Yitzim Lachto. The next morning, what is he going to do? Go to work. He told Shat Oyma Lo B'chamishi, so it's still get married Thursday night. Afu Sameach Yom HaSol, take off work Friday. Afu Sameach Yom HaSol, be happy with her. Chamishi Shishi, the Thursday afternoon. This Friday, Rishmi and Shabbos. They won't go back to work till Sunday. Moshe is kin shivas imeh mishnah. Moshe made that quarter of 7 days of mishnah after achasta, sheva brachas. Vishivas imeh evel 7 days of avelus. V'lo yiskil amona klub. He didn't make it amona any days of simcha. Afa got the tame lo yiskil. The reason why we know 7 days Moshe Rabbeinu made it because it's mentioned in the Torah. Sheva brachas is mentioned by Lavan, right? Not Lavan, but, you know, Leah, right. Leah got 7 days. And the 7 days of Avelos are mentioned by Yosef, right? Vayas Laviv, Avel, Shiva, Yomim. Now, neither of these things are Doraisos. That's why it says Moshe Tike. Moshe put in the Torah, but it's not a Doraisa, because they're not Tariq Mitzvahs, right? Only the Rabbanans. But the Moshe Rabbeinu put them into play already by putting the Torah. So it's for Montero, that's true. So amen, Vloiskin Amon Aklum. I forgot the same at Vloiskin Amon Aklum. Nevertheless, even though he didn't make a takona for Amona, Tuna Bracha, she's got to get the 7 blessings under the chuppah. I know that me Boaz, from the case of Boaz and Ruth. The Chassidut says, Vaykach Boaz, Asron Nashim. This is in the Bible as well. He took 10 people, Mizignir, from the elders of the city. Vayemi said, Shupo, city here, Vayemi, where they sat. Amr Alexandri, Miz Alexandri, say, me can't shade with Gotham, Rashay, Lashay, Achumilo, Guru Shade. But here we see that, this is not in the Bavli, a smaller stature person, may not sit down, be seated until the greater stature person tells him to be seated. And other Pilchas, also not in the Bavli, me can, now here's a typo on the Gemara, it should be like the gears around the side, in the fine print of the side. Me can, Lebeis lebeis hazeh, not din din. Shehein, not shehein. Shehein memani zkeni mevati mishtoyer shalem. It's interesting. It means that this house, meaning the house of the Nasi, because both from the house of Nasi, they would give the elders the kiputim in the Beis HaMishtah. And we do that, of course, to this day, right? They would give for Beis HaMishtoyers, they would give the brachas to the Rabbanim, okay? Or the Gvirim, doesn't say who. But Chashma people, okay? I'm a...
This is
Kedim. This is Kedim, yeah. Elders. Yeah. You take your choice. I'm a Elezer Yesi. Elezer Yesi, and Mikad, from here, for Rusi, learn the Bikas, Chasayim, Shibasar, that share both with 10 people. I'm a Vida, by Pazir, and Vaz, that Loso, Dover, Bachlib, Sula. Now, this is not just like a Bachar, a bachelor marries for the first time, marries a psula, a virgin for the first time, in which case you have 7 days of blessing, so you acquire 7 blessings. And I feel amona amona, even a widower marrying a widow also gets sheva brachos, 7 blessings, although not 7 days of sheva brachos. Where does it me Boaz shayo amon? Boaz was a widower. Perusai saw amona, she was a widow. Now I don't know was a widow. He was a widower. This is not in the Bible either. It's interesting derivation. It says, see if it says when Naomi came back from Moab, it says, Fateum Kulir! The entire city was in a state of discombobulation. Efshar Kain, is that possible? Kol Katim is Bible, everybody's discombobulated. Begin Naomi, because of Naomi, I will leave to honor degradation. Who cares? You know, she was just another green card woman, right? Ella, rather, Isto Shabbos Mesimbo Soyo. We have a Messiah that Boaz's wife died on the same day Naomi came back, right? Ad kol amor gomachisto, while everybody was being chomer chesed to Boaz's wife, Koikulavaya, Nichnasa Rus im Naomi, Rus came into the city with Naomi, Nim says it came out, Zu Yotzeis, the first wife went, Zu Nichnasis, the second wife came in. Tani, we learned, Omri Birchasayim, we say the Birch of Bresheva Brachas, Kol Shiva, all the 7 days of Mishnah. Now, these parentheses are meant to be read. Rabbi Yehuda Meimar Mafkin Kas Kol Shiva, very interesting discussion. He says you need the Kala all 7 days. It's not good enough to have the Chosin around. You need to have the Kala. It's interesting, you know, we have the Minik today, even though the Sham is not going to come out this way. Minik is even Sheva Brachas where they have bulletproof mechitzas between the men and the women. They bring the kala to the chosin for benching. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever been an extremely greasy sheva brachas. Greasy meaning the language of far right? No? Yeah, for benching they either bring together or they have, well, a lot of times Shiva Salam sit together side by side and the mechitza runs between them. Right? Or the mechitza runs up to the head table. That's what happened at Yeshivish wedding. The head table is never split. But Chassidish Chasna, where they actually split, you know, the head table into, so then they very often they'll bring the kala over from benching. So in any event, so that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. You bring out the kala all 7 days. So I believe it's a fascinating comparison. Only you, Shalom, because probably you'll never do this. Only I will see. Wait a second. By time, Rechidim, Omri Birkas Avelim, Kol Shiva. You say Birkas Avelim all 7 days too, right? We no longer do it, but they have special Brachim Benji, used to say, in the house of Avelis. So, Itzlach Meimah Mafkin Mesa Kol Shiva. So what, you have to roll out the corpse all 7 days to say the Bracha of Avelis? You have to roll out the Kala. That's what you have to roll out the corpse by the vase, right? So says the word. My Kedun, what's the conclusion? Says Martin, no, you misunderstood. The comparison is not between the mace and the kala. Ma kan menachim imo, the comparison is between the person's being consoled, right? Because he not made the bracha for the mace, he made the bracha for the person who's the other. So just like here you need the other, afkam sameach imo. So to here you need the misameach, in other words, you need the chosin with you, right? You need the kala with you. Now, actually, it's ambiguous, this Gemara. And the Korban Eid picks up on that. It's not clear. It could be that Makan Menachem Imo, Avkam Sameach Imo, doesn't mean you need the Kala. It means you need the Chosin only. In other words, yeah, you need to have, there is a parallel. The parallel is that there you need the mourners being consoled. And here, Menachem Imo means you're Menachem with the mourner. Here, to Mesameach Imo, you're Mesameach with him. But here, it could be that the Gemara is saying, just like over there are two ways of interpreting it. One interpretation is that it means you need, just like over there, you need the Avel, so to here you need the Kala, because that's the parallel. Or you could say, no, just like there, all you need is the Avel and not the Mace, so to here, all you need is the Chosan and not the Kala, right?
The
whole
simcha is a chosin
and kala. No, your simcha is with the chosin. His simcha is with the kala. Right? You're happy for him that he has a kala. Okay? So that is a legitimate way of looking at it. That's a separate thing, but that's not the brachas. Because the brachas are a function of a minion. So it could be that the brachas are separate. So says Ma Kan Meskirin. So just like over here, we mention the Simcha, the Avela, so we don't need the Mace. So it's here we mention the Simcha, we don't need the Kala, and that's how the Korbanator says. That's how the three lines at the bottom of the Korbanator says. That's how the Ran shot, and that's how we paskin. I don't know if that's a paskin. I should say, but he says Keni, because that's the Ikrim shot in the Yerushalmi, that you don't need to have the Kala, you just need to have the Chosin. Okay, let's just get them now. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda said, "Behuda b'Yishrena." In Yehuda, once upon a time, we might meet him most of Shnei Shoshvinim. This would be two best men who used to make sure there was no hanky panky, because Yehuda they were a lot of hanky panky. Echem Mishel Kala of Echem Mishel Chosin. One for the Kala side, one for the Chosin side. to make sure everything went through for fine and proper, so at the end there could be a tainus basulim. If there were no basulim, they could know that there was a legitimate claim. I guess so, yeah. No. Nevertheless, they're only there at the times of the nisuin, which is a very, very strange thing. I know. So it sounds like it must be a case. I couldn't really figure it out today when I was thinking about it. Must be with some of our case where they said they both trust each other, that there was no hanky panky beforehand. But they're concerned that at the actual chasna, maybe she'll slip in some ketchup, something like that, to pretend she's a psula even though she's not. Or maybe he'll slip away with the sheets to pretend she's not a psula. So therefore, we're talking about at the time of the actual nisuin. Well, for Golos again, they didn't have any shoshvina. Be'udah Rishona Yom Yachti Machosin Eitzah Kal Shah K'dei She'alivo Gaspo. In Yehuda originally, they would also have that they would do yichud of the chosin by the kala in order they should be familiar with each other. Well, for Golos again, they wouldn't do that in Golos. The Shoshvin would check the room where the Chosin and Kala were going to have relations the first night. If a girl was loose, okay, they wouldn't do that. The Shoshvin would sleep in close proximity to Chosin and Kala to make sure there was no funny business going on with ketchup or stealing sheets. If a girl was loose, okay, and girl, they wouldn't do this. Anyway, says the Gemara, this is all part of the Braisa. Kosher lo no kamina gazeh, and a yochel liton tainas basulim. He cannot taina tainas basulim. Now, Tom and Simon learned over there, it should be Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ko gevin yesh bo yayin, v'she'en bo yayin turkati. All grapevines have wine. But there are grapevines which don't have wine, and that's called turkati. I mean, there are certain women who don't have blood. They don't have blood of basulim, even if they are basulim. Says my that's case. Rabbi Abay Meato ain't Tainus Pesulin Krabuda. That's case. Could there be Tainus Pesulin? Because you can say she's from the family of Turkati, who doesn't have any Tainus, doesn't have any blood. So says the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi says Kol Garma Amra Sheyesh Tainus Pesulin Krabuda. The previous price is teaches us that there is a Tainus Pesulin, because it gave us Rabbi the previous price, the Tainus Rabbi Yehuda Maravita gave us that old price which says the thing about the Shoshvinim. So Rabbi Yehuda must hold that there's Tainus Pesulin. So how does he hold Tainus Pesulin? We'll leave that for tomorrow night.
So my question is,